going left to right on your radio dial, trailing 39-38. So Goodwin starts the second half with Jetty as Osmond lobbed to Allen, pow, with the right hand.
I tell you, Osmond has had some beautiful assists tonight. He's making plays.
What did you make of Point Jetty tonight?
He told me before the game he's going to have 10-plus assists.
Well, there you have a lot of names last night. Tim Alcorn joins us talking about Cavs basketball, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads, and Tuffy Auto Service Center. When did we learn that Darius Garland was not going to be doing much last night?
Good morning, guys. That was about maybe an hour, 90 minutes before game time.
And then they turn to Jetty and Brandon and say, you guys, next man up, pretty much.
I guess. And really, that's the way it's been all season long with these guys. I mean, they've got 31 wins on the year, and yet it hasn't been as though they've been completely healthy and they've had to, you know, coast through, and they've had adversity, they've had injuries, health and safety protocols, and yet here they are, 31-20.
And a back-to-back is one ugly win after one ugly loss, I guess is kind of how it's been described, at least in some parts. But we had more stick-it, grit? What was the word? Somehow last night, the two nights ago, it was Detroit that had it, and then last night we ended up with it, whatever that it is. But two wins on a back.
Well, that would have been a tough loss.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that would have been a tough loss last night. But when you're down 9 in the fourth quarter on your home floor against a team that really isn't playing well, you've got to find some grit, stick-togetherness, whatever you want to call it. And, boy, how about that young man Brandon Goodwin with a career-high 21 points to kind of lead the way for the Cavaliers? A remarkable effort from that young man.
When you're watching that game, do you get a sense of something – like that's happening? I mean, is one of those things where, or do you suddenly after a while look up or look at the scores and think, wow, he's really putting on the points?
You can sense it. You could see his confidence growing. You could see shooters when they're feeling like they're in a groove, the way the ball leaves the hand, they feel it. You sense it, that it's going in. I don't know how to describe that, but they get into that zone. And Brandon Goodwin got into that zone last night. It was something to behold, and a great night for the young man who's really a great kid. I mean, we tend to forget how young these guys are, and Brandon really is a nice guy. So really happy for him, and as we said, that's a big win for the Cavaliers.
Tim, how has Mr. Rondo fit in?
It's been a little bit of a challenge for Rajon Rondo. He of course, joined the team, played in a couple of games, and then had that hamstring soreness. I don't want to say injury because it wasn't really an injury, but he had a sore hamstring. And hamstrings aren't something you want to mess around with because that can become a long-term injury if it gets away from you. So he had to sit for several games. Now he comes back, and I'm sure shaking off some rust and still trying to learn the Cavalier system and so forth. So perhaps not as smoothly as he and the organization had hoped, but listen, Rajon Rondo's resume speaks for itself. Multiple world championships and all-star game appearances and the like, so he'll be just fine, but it's going to take a little more time.
When you watch the team, do you think they need another piece, the trading deadline coming up, of course, do you think they need another piece, or do you not want to mess with that chemistry because it's really good?
Well, and I'm sure that's the question that's rolling around in Kobe Altman's mind. And but he has always been a very aggressive trade partner come deadline time. So with the trading deadline now February 10th, not that far away, I'm sure he's going to be making some calls and exchanging texts and emails and the like. And I don't think this roster at this point is a championship-level roster, but it's a very good roster, and it's young, and they enjoy playing together. So to your point, Craig, they don't want to mess with that chemistry, and so it's going to take a tightrope act by Kobe Altman to make a correct deal, the right deal come trade deadline time. But I wouldn't be the least surprised if he pulls something off because he has shown that he likes to get involved in talks, And I think for Kobe, one of the things that he has really excelled at is becoming that peripheral team in a three-team or four-team deal. That's how we ended up with Jared Allen. So he'll be busy here in the next 9 or 10 days. There's no doubt about that.
No, the Cavaliers are leaving town, and they're here's Steve Martin for us this week. I'll let you be humming that on your airplane trip, Tim. Just sticking that in your earworm there. For you.
Yeah, JB can dust off this one.
Right. I don't think he plays that at practice. Not Dean Martin. He doesn't even. When he says old school, it's not that old school that they seem to play for.
Yeah, I've been in those practice sessions. You're not hearing Dean Martin, guys. I can tell you that.
No. Yeah. Well, there was that whole battle between, well, not battle, between JB and Isaac of what music, what they like to hear. But it's just kind of a fun atmosphere. And when they're kind of loose, you know, it kind of works well. For that, what can we expect going up against the Rockets? Not the team that they once were.
You know. Oh no, not at all. They've gone through what a lot of teams do in the NBA, where you just really tear it down to studs and you start all over. We saw them earlier in the year, and the Cavs had a pretty easy win at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. But again, young talent. They had the number 2 pick in the draft right before the Cavs got Mobley at 3. Jalen Green was their pick. He's got a real bright future ahead of him. Of course, Kevin Porter Jr., who was with the Cavs, now with the Rockets. He didn't play in the game at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. So it's a young team, and they're going to continue to grow and get better. So this isn't a game, as the Cavs learned Sunday night, you can't take anyone lightly, because now the Cavs have become the team with the target on their back. People are all of a sudden looking at the Cavs going, boy, this would be a quality win for us if we can knock them off. So Houston will be ready for the Cavaliers.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of crowds come out as well. You know, not that the team travels, but what fans are out there that suddenly want to take the Cavs under their wing and make them part of their team that they want to root for. Because it seems to be a fun team, and every guy that there has, each one has a bigger smile than the next guy on his face. At least that's when you come across different photos and different things of them in the post game. They all seem to be really enjoying it, and you know, we are too. We're getting ready for, again, the Cavs and the Houston Rockets. That'll be at 8 o'clock tip, 7:30 pregame here on WEOL. Now, I don't know if you've been following our schedule. We were going to have a girls' game on prior to, but because of the weather, they've moved that game up to like a 4:15 to start. So we'll be plenty all done with our girls' basketball that we had scheduled on Wednesday. So we got a clean slate for the Cavaliers beginning at 7:30. So while you're
saw Oberlin played at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse yesterday. Unfortunately, I had some things going on. I didn't get a chance to stop down and see Coach Russell, but very cool for them. And I know there's a Firelands Vermilion game upcoming at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Yeah, like a week from Wednesday or whatever. We're excited for that, too. It's kind of fun to have them come out and play those games there on the court as well. Tim, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, travel well, and we'll talk again next week. Appreciate it.
Sounds great, guys. Good to talk to you. Thanks.
Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cavaliers, joining us this morning, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Elko and Tuffy Auto Services.